I want to talk about the decel over the water. You had a brick.
The decel.
And I saw this video 10 years ago where it cleaned a lake up. And I think it was you that presented this. And this lake, this polluted lake, was cleared up. And I bought some of this water, but I never did buy the block. I do take RNA, but where is this damn block at that transfused water?
Okay, it was great for its time. It's not as powerful as what we have now. We have the eye block, but it was a little cube, like an inch and a half square, right, Carolyn? Inch and a half square, little block of cement?
Yeah, tiny ice cube size.
Yeah, a little ice cube. Tiny. And you put it in your water. We started doing it in 1969, and it would energize the water, take out all the fluorine, chlorine, whatever was in there, make it sparkly. That's what slowed down our aging, and Joe Dunn Sloan made it in Los Angeles, in Huntington Park. He died in 93. He gave Carolyn the formula, but Joe Dunn Sloan's divorced widow made it from 93 to 2003. Then she died. Then we had the formula, so Carolyn said, well, no one else in the family make it, so she tried it, and it didn't work. We tried on Vancouver Island because they apparently have pretty good water there, and we'd start with that. That didn't work. And then we had nothing. Now, you will hear one of the people called 3 or 4 months ago, Dee Dee from Portland. She was the one who you would get your D-cells from her, and she sent us a big, huge one. Well, the last she had, like 2008 or so, just before Ion showed up, and we had that for a year or so, and then Ion told us how to improve on Joe Dunn Sloan's formula. His formula was not consistent. He wasn't really making it every time. He didn't know it, but it was too amateurish and not protected enough, making it in the kitchen so particles would get into it. Hit miss, but then Ion said, this is the way you do it. So on our way to make the eye block, and we're still on our way to make the eye block, the RNA drops were produced as a spin-off, an accidental spin-off. They both have the eye cell in them. So the
I'm talking about the D-cell.
Yeah, from the D-cell to the more improved I-cell. You do not want to fantasize about the D-cell as a missing thing better. Now, the D-cell was never put into the lakes, but in the 70s at the Ames Research Lab, and Joe Dunn Sloan in 1980 showed me the document and the pictures, many people heard of the D-cell and they get do things with it, but Joe was paranoid and wouldn't let anybody really have it. I talked to Joe Dunn Sloan through the Evergreens years later after he passed, and the Evergreens said if Joe had not been so paranoid, loosen up and let some corporate guys do something with it, he would be a billionaire today. But he didn't, so he remained in the ghetto place called Huntington Park and occasionally beat up by his neighbors who were immigrants and didn't like him.
No, they would just occasionally rob him when they get drunk.
That's right. They'd get drunk, come over, rob him, break up the place. So yeah, about 3 times in 20 years. But we'd always stay there, and Joe is was a great memory. So Ames Research Lab, in the pictures, they have a polluted pool, a dirty pond, and they have a hose going through it, and the hose has a D-cell over one end, so the water flows over the D-cell cement block and goes into the dirty pond and then flows back, and they recycle it, kept it going, and after 2 weeks or so, the water was all clear. So the D-cell did clear up the dirtiness.
Ion says we should drink our shit.
Not because of the Ames Research Lab. No, we don't connect that to the area. What did Ion say? He didn't say anything about that. But
eat sewage.
He said you could eat sewage.
And what was the reason, Carol? It's got minerals, and there was another reason. Oh, yeah, when you're really ascended, your body's not affected by anything. That's why you can eat raw sewage. You don't need nutrients.
Well, no, it wasn't raw sewage. It was recycled stuff in Berkeley where they go through the osmosis and reverse osmosis.
Anyways, that was the only test, and I actually have the newspaper article. The L.A. Herald or the L.A. Times wrote it up. They talk about this little light pigment thing, you know, purifies the water, and Ames research it. But nobody did anything with it other than Joe's not going to do the formula, so they did their own perverted formula and came up with interferon. Joe used to think that interferon was an aborted attempt to get the D-cell by the military.
You were going to market it as anti-gravity food for NASA. And they never took up for it.
Yes, yes. We get a lot of information from the Evergreens on it. And they said that it works better in anti-gravity. And so NASA and them would take it up. But they never did, and they don't know about it. And now they're going to have to come to us. We get better stuff than that. We got the drops and other things. So what you may have heard, Mark, is my talk in Mesquite, Nevada in August 99, where I'm up there on stage and there's a big reflecting in the back. And at that point, I'm announcing the D-cell to the fringe world of, you know, those International UFO Congress. And we thought we'd have it within a few months, but we didn't. And Ted Lohman, who introduces me in that video, was stuck yes. for years with people coming to the International UFO Congress saying, where's Bob's D-cell? And he had to say, oh, we haven't got it yet. He tells me about 2005. He says, Bob, I can't take it anymore. I'm telling you that it's not happening. I'm telling you I'm going to now tell them it's not happening so I can stop these ridiculous questions. I say, yeah, I agree. So then I get a call from a year or so later, maybe just a year later, and he was going blind, but he went back to college, and he had to write a paper, a master's thing or some major paper. So he said, you talked about McLuhan. Sound interesting. Give me a crash course on McLuhan so that I can write my paper on it. So I talked to him, you know, seriously for 2 hours, and he took notes. And then a year later, he called me and said, thank me. He got his paper. It worked. He did his thing on McLuhan. So for whatever hassle I gave him from 2000 to 2005 about dealing with the questions, I repaid my debt to him. So it's a happy ending.
Can you spell Bodians?
It's the Bodies constellation, a well-known constellation, 7 stars. One of them is Arcturus. Arcturus. It's Bodies, and it has a German umlaut over one of the O's, so it's Bootes. So you kind of go Bootes or something, you know. I don't know how you say it.
So it is Shake Your Booty.
Yes, it is Shake Your Booty. And so the aliens from one of the stars, the Epsilon star, I think it was, or something, not Arcturus, in the Bodies constellation, and they were the closest to us that were responsible for bringing new civilizations into the space world. You wouldn't call it the Intergalactic Federation, I don't think, but they were the ones that would come and establish contact with you just as you were starting to develop this capability, and they would work it out. And the Evereen said that they were going to leave after the Cold War. No contact during the Cold War, because then it would be a battle over which side they go with. So they had to wait till, you know, the wall went down, 1990, and that's when a lot of sightings started. I think, who's the talk maniac on Fox, Bill O'Reilly? Wasn't he a host of sightings or some those kind of shows back in 1991?
Yep.
Yeah, he was a host of the fringe stuff and tabloid journalism. And I was at Jerry Falcons 89, 90, 91 or something, and he had a TV on, and Bill O'Reilly came on and did a whole special on UFOs. I always remember that. So all this stuff started to be talk in the media. Then X-Files comes out in 93 or so. The media was starting to release the reality of UFOs more and more, and that's because there was a contact in Russia on October 1989 that Pravda held to, still holds to it. It did happen, and the Evereens told me that when Gorbachev was told about it, he said, well, if this is true, then we've been idiots. So he felt like a little man when he heard about this definite vehicle or whatever, a general, and everybody saw it. So that was a pretty good proof thing, and that's when the Pope and everybody had to sort of think about, uh-oh. But my point was, in the early 90s, the Evereen said there would be a device, a communication device, left on the spaceship. The joint went up there, the Soviet-American thing, and it would say, push here or press here. And they would press it, and then the Evereen did not tell us what would happen, but that's when everything went breakthrough. It was a big, momentous thing, and I would ask the Evereens later more questions about it, and they would not tell me anything. They said, this is such an important event for humanity, Bob, that we don't want to distort it. And so I said, so if one person hears something about it from you guys, from the Evergreens, it distorts the whole biosphere's mental capacity. You know, if one person knows, then everybody knows, something like that. And they said, yeah, that's a good metaphor. So we're not going to tell you, Bob, it's you humans. So it was almost ionic. You know, you humans are creating this, and we're not interfering. We're just mere guff entities. Okay, so it never got announced or anything. For years and years and years, we now know where it happened. Many months ago, I played Ion telling me in late 2009, early 2010, in a series of stuff I'm playing, that the contact happened to the Chinese in the mid-90s. Here's what happened. The announcement by ION in this middle of a session got bogged down because he wouldn't admit when 1995 was. So I'm arguing over fucking time with him, and it gets lost, the significance. But eventually I bring it back on course, and I think I played it. And I said, so yes. The placing of the device on the spaceship did happen, and Ion said yes, and then explained a bit variation of how it happened. And, of course, more gold put out there, and nobody fucking responds. Nobody, I have to tell everybody what they've heard. Bart never wrote about it. Anyway, so the point is that the Evergreen's prediction got confirmed by ION. That's what's interesting. Because ION will not tolerate much of what the Evergreens say. ION has accepted the Evergreen's prediction, but they don't agree on the timing because there's no time with ION. So it already happened billions of years ago or something. But in our own sequence, it happened in the mid-90s. Now, that is why China is in the powerful position it's in today. If you look, in the mid-90s is when everybody started to move to China. Then they got the rocks of the Twin Towers so they can make their parallel world computers, you know. So they're just zooming ahead.
The people, not the government.
The elites. The people are addicted to agricultural society. They just like digging in the weeds. You know, they're pretty cool. They understand the big now, but we don't expect much techno development from them.
Why do you know so much?
Why do I know so much? Because I pay attention, I listen, and I get experiences, and then I don't have a job where I'm distracted by the pressures of a job. I have time to sit around and think about all the things I experience and lock them in and remember them. They become enriching because I have time to dwell on them. That's why I have a good memory for all this stuff and why I can remember, because I have time to recall it. Because if I ever get really busy, I notice I can't remember what happened the last 24 hours. I noticed that. I haven't got time to think about what happened.
Does RNA have the D cell or I cell?
The I cell is the core. It's the thing that we've invented. It's the thing that ION's given us. The I cell is this ascended matter, whatever, I don't know what you call it, and it's in the RNA drops, it's in the I block. It is the thing that we've invented. It's the core, the I cell, and one of the patents is called an I cell, right, Carol?
Right.
So read the I cell patent, see what it says. It's a new life form. It's the thing that the labs are trying to see and measure, and they can't. It's not observable.